is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this primary eve. Reminder, too, tomorrow night from 8 to 10, live election coverage right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, as we continue with getting to know the candidates here, names you'll see on your ballot tomorrow in Baldwin County, State House seat 64. Angelo Fermo is joining us now. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Sean, thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
Let's talk about this seat 64, kind of the district, the folks that will be looking at your name on the ballot tomorrow.
Absolutely. So 64, you know, they redistrict a lot of lines. It runs from pretty much Bay Minette at the college all the way down through Foley, Alberta, Belforest, Loxley, Summerdale, Silver Hill, and Robertsdale, in those areas.
What are folks telling you? What's their concern at a state house level?
Well, I started this from day one when I entered the race, and I've been going door to door now for over 4 months. I think I went to somewhere like 4,000 doors. And I tell people, I'm not ashamed to say it. I sleep on a heating pad, and I have to take hot baths because my body hurts so bad. But talking to the people, you hear a lot of different concerns. You know, obviously with the gas prices raising, that's kicked off here lately. You've got to worry about inflation. Gas is over $4. You know, they want some alleviation in their concern that we're heading into kind of a recession type situation. You know, but I think we're still strong here in Baldwin County. I mean, we still are moving along and growth is still going. But that's some of the concern, you know, of what's coming up. You know, I've talked to a lot of teachers and stuff. You know, they've had issues with some of the stuff within the school system as far as retirement plans. And, you know, some of them are discussing getting out of the educational field and getting into something else because at one point they changed from a tier two to a tier one. Discussing with the farmers, you know, the farmers out there, they want tax breaks on some of the supplies that they buy, you know, because they're paying taxes to farm for us, you know. So I'd like to try to help and mainly and definitely in those fields right there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, being somewhere, you know, Baldwin County, the entirety, maybe except for far north, but you got to think about growth and you got to think about schools. At the same time, you got to think about agriculture that puts you on the map.
Absolutely. You know, and infrastructure is a big thing. We have got to tackle that infrastructure problem. We got to get our roads built out. You know, I know people are saying we're doing this and stuff, but we're not doing it fast enough. And we've got to handle that problem because it affects everything from the farming industry to our regular jobs and small businesses.
Yeah, people talking about infrastructure. The big one there is a conversation of the bridge, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's a hot topic right now. I heard on the news this morning someone said they thought that was number one in this area was the toll, you know, that they're discussing on the bridge and stuff. And I'm totally against any type of toll on that bridge. I don't want to have to pay a toll to go see my family and friends in Mobile and vice versa, you know. So they got to figure out some way to get that bridge fixed without taxing the people here in Baldwin and Mobile County.
Well, that would be the job, right, of being in the House, is convincing other members of the House from, I don't know, central North Alabama that this is a big deal and the state needs to kick in more.
Absolutely. You know, that, and you need to tap into some of the federal resources. You know, Biden, you know, in November signed that, you know, infrastructure bill. You know, we need to get some money out of that. We need to get a plan together, and that's something we need to work on.
People want to get, I know you've been, they may have seen you at their front door, as you said, with your door knocking campaign. But if they want to hear the day before Election Day, figure out what Angelo's all about, where do they go online? Is it you go to Facebook or where do they go?
Yeah, go to Facebook, you know, Angelo Fermo. I have a political page there. You can read all about me. I have Yellowhammer did a great article about, you know, my background and my experience in education. You know, I was in law enforcement for 21 years. I was a special agent with Homeland Security. You know, so I had the experience in the law enforcement community. You know, I've worked in Washington and I've actually wrote legislation in the past when I was with the federal government. So I have the experience, and I tell people, look, when you hire me to do this job, I work for the voters. It's not the other way around. And I'm prepared to go in and get to work day one. I don't need to be trained on the job, the process. But, you know, going into that position, I'm not intimidated by it. I'm ready to get to work.
Angela, we appreciate you jumping on with us today. And listen, you have tomorrow to get through, and then, yeah, that heating pad, and maybe take a load off for a little bit.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to work to the very last, until the bell rings, man. And I appreciate you having me on. And any voters out there in House District 64, please come out and vote for me tomorrow. I appreciate y'all.
There he is, Angela Fermo, joining us. Yes, House seat 64. And there's so much. By the way, as we look at the ballots out there, if you got a question about what will be on your ballot tomorrow, go to our Facebook page and you can see the sample ballots for Mobile and Baldwin County for Republican and Democrat. You can check those out, study those, and be ready. And of course, tomorrow we'll be covering all the questions about the race. Turnout is going to be one of the big things. Of course, you have this question about a turnout maybe being 30%, maybe. That's what the Secretary of State's looking at. Maybe we can surprise him and have a bigger turnout tomorrow, and we'll be talking with you as you show up at your polling place. Tell us what you're seeing there and how the crowd looks from years past. It'll be interesting to compare those things. And then tomorrow night, of course, from 8 to 10, we'll do full election coverage right here on FM Talk 106.5 and on Facebook. So if you're not tuned in at home, although you could do that through the very cool FM Talk 106.5 app, you want to watch us? God bless you. If you want to watch us, you can check us out on Facebook tomorrow starting at 8. So 8 to 10 on the air and 8 to 10 tomorrow night on Facebook. I'm out of here. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next.